Early voting is over in Maryland. More than 307,000 people cast their ballots over the last 8 days. That represents more than 8.3% of eligible voters. Turnout in Frederick County was lower than the statewide average, about 7.1%, and our next story takes a look at the changing shape of Frederick County politics. 2 years ago, voters there voted to change their form of government, replacing the Board of County Commissioners with a county executive and a county council, a move reflecting the county's growing population and complexity. This Tuesday, voters will decide who will run the new county government, and as WYPR's Christopher Connolly reports, exactly how Frederick will continue to grow has become a major issue in the campaign.
Driving down Route 75 in southeastern Frederick, you get a sense of just how rural a lot of this county is. Farm fields and modest homes dot the two-lane country road, but Steve McKay, my driver, says it's the epicenter for bad growth policies enacted by the current county commissioners.
So you see this road as it is right now, and you picture the 1,250 homes that'll be on the left, the 1,100 homes through all that farmland that'll be on the right, and you probably are thinking that they have a lot of plans for improving this road, and you'd be wrong.
McKay heads a community group fighting two huge developments that'll add thousands of new residents. This conservative independent says he's voting for a Democrat because the Republicans in charge of county government approved these projects. McKay says the deals will make the roads congested and unsafe, leave schools overcrowded, and stick residents with the bill.
It just seems that the county is, you know, bowing to the developer's profit margin instead of actually thinking about how this area should be developed.
But Blaine Young, the commission president who's running for county executive, sees it differently. At a debate at Frederick Community College, the Republican said his development vision can spur economic growth without changing the rural nature of Frederick.
We do not want to be Montgomery County. We do not want the policies of Martin O'Malley and Smart Growth and Plan Maryland where people are living on top of each other. People like single-family homes on 1 and 2 acres. But at the same time, we don't want to be Allegheny County, where growth is at a standstill. People graduate from high school and leave.
Young's opponent, Jan Gardner, was the board president that preceded him. She's fighting an uphill battle in this conservative county. Young has raised 5 times as much money as she has, including contributions from developers. Both say they're the true fiscal conservative in this race, but Gardner said Young has been irresponsible.
We should make sure that we don't allow the pace of residential growth to outpace our ability to provide schools and roads. And that's exactly the plan that Commissioner Young has put in place.
Taxes, budgets, and governance have been big issues in this campaign. Education has too, but development and growth in the county has emerged as perhaps the singular issue here that connects the county's growing population with concerns about its changing nature. Mike Sponseller is a vice president at the Hogan Companies, Republican gubernatorial candidate Larry Hogan's real estate development firm. Sponseller lives in southeast Frederick County and says critics are overselling the project's impact for political gain.
It doesn't do good to get really excited about what zone because it just takes so long for it to happen.
Sponseller is no fan of the planned project, but he says he trusts Young to manage growth better than Gardner. And he says complaints about congestion the new projects might generate should be directed to Democrats in Annapolis who haven't funded new roads projects.
Democrats told us we were going to get relief with the gas tax. Well, we got the gas tax, but we're not getting any relief.
With the hard-fought race at a statistical dead heat, by all accounts, it's up to voters to decide whether to continue down the same path or pick an old leader to chart a new way forward. I'm Christopher Connolly for 88.1 WYPR.